And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. Today in the news, gold prices were already on a tear amid wild pandemic, economic, and electoral uncertainty, with big banks predicting $3,000 or even $5,000 gold, reports oilprice.com. What gold loves more than anything is the Biden-packed promise of monetary stimulus. Historically, gold has risen consistently on similar economic packages, and today is no different. In times like these, gold isn't just a safe haven, but it's a massive buying opportunity. Wall Street's most accurate analyst, the bank's chief equity strategist Michael Wilson, is bullish over the next year but bearish into the year end. He expects another corrective drawdown in the S&P 500, reports Zero Hedge. Stocks could drift higher, but to shoot up and break the resistance level, the market first needs to slide to provoke the appropriate response either from the Treasury or the Fed. Well, Democrats may be picking the worst possible time to propose doubling the minimum wage, reports Real Clear Markets. Democrats in Congress are expected to push for a $15 an hour minimum wage as part of the next major COVID-19 relief bill. But this is a dangerous idea that could hamper the economic recovery from the pandemic. Only when businesses are back on their feet should Congress even consider policies that could saddle businesses with new burdens. And lastly, the polling industry and statistical models make claims to objective expertise. Yet they again clearly missed the Republican strength, reports Wall Street Journal. Combined with media conformity, this can lead pundits and the public astray. Prognosticators make projections shaped by assumptions about demographics, turnout, and response rates, which influence the press. Journalists and opinion leaders could develop insights on popular sentiment the old-fashioned way, by actual reporting. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's a buy right now.